This is the Intuition Sessions. You're listening to Session 3. Your subconscious is the part of your mind of which you're not fully aware, but it influences your thoughts, feelings, and actions. It contributes a great deal to why you respond to fear in the way that you do. But it's vital that you know something that your subconscious has been keeping from you. It's stuck in the past. I'm not talking about yesterday or even last year. I'm talking about your early years. Think of it as your mental filing system. It stored anything and everything since you were in the womb. It has a file for every event. Each file contains information about what happened, your cognitive and action responses, and overlaying these details are the emotions associated with it. If you imagine one of those flimsy plastic folders, those files, the plastic covering that holds the papers is the emotions. In a situation that's similar to what's inside the file, that emotion comes forward, triggering you into a sequence of thoughts, feelings, and behavior. In a situation where you feel similarly, even if the event isn't the same, you will respond similarly. Actions, thoughts, more feelings, unless you are conscious, aware, and present. This means that you are trained to be afraid of certain things for the correct reasons. For example, putting your hand on the hot stove will burn you. It also means, though, that based on how you've responded each time you've had to, for example, try something new or put yourself in a position of getting something wrong, you might also be disproportionately afraid of failure or pain in some instances. Understanding that not all of the information you hold on file is correct is crucial to knowing when and how to respond to fear, but also harnessing your intuition. It's too much to expect that a, for instance, 5-year-old feels and perceives everything correctly. If you asked a child to organize your home or do your filing for your business, you wouldn't expect them to do it perfectly. So why continue to rely on files that haven't been updated for some time? Because that's what feeling afraid a lot represents. Files that need to be updated with a healthier, present-day perspective so that you can move forward. To be clear, with an instinctive fear that represents a real threat, concrete evidence will reveal itself or already exist. When you pay attention to this type of fear, you get the opportunity to consider whether it's real or imagined. If you charge in like a bull in a china shop, if you jump on the train of thought and get sucked into ego, you will miss further information coming down the line. You might freeze instead of fight or flight. Our brain doesn't get all of the information immediately, remember. If, for example, we see feathers and the object is flying, our brain will say bird, but we won't necessarily be able to say what type of bird without at least a few more seconds at least to pick up on distinctive motifs and characteristics. If we see a furry ball of something, we might assume cat. If we're afraid of cats, we'll become panicky. A few seconds later, it becomes clear that it's a soft toy. Imagine if we didn't take a few seconds to see what it is, and instead, we went into a total panic and behaved from that place. This is why, as I explained in session 2, you need to be mindful of how your brain and mind works. Unless you are literally in immediate danger, it does bear giving you time to get your bearings, to distinguish between the past and the present, to see what's going on. Even a few seconds can make a massive difference and prevent you from jumping to conclusions that cause you to behave in ways that leave you at best feeling embarrassed or at worst humiliated. It's also worth questioning your interpretation of things, because if you've used the same thinking before and it's turned out to be off base, it doesn't make sense to keep using it. In any situation where you feel routinely afraid, despite no immediate threat, you're being invited to see what you couldn't see before and respond differently. This updates your subconscious, helping you to heal, grow, and learn.